Batutware mu maaso tuwe omwoyo, take us forward by the Spirit.
Yesu ye mazima booluganda.
Praise Jesus, brethren.
Musiibi mutya mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu.
How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus?
Obulamu buli butya?
And how is your lives?
Muli bulungi?
Are you well?
Nga muli nga muwese temunzira.
You're so cold, you don't respond.
Sibadde temuddamu.
You're not responding.
Mwabadde kyani abakubye
kibi? What happened to you?
Musanze bizibu
byegirero. Problems what?
Andi yenzi kula buja tirikali.
I am greeting
one. Kali katambule tumuze kubagana.
Okay, let's move around British other.
Ndoze chukina tukolira.
I think that one would work for us.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, we was with you.
Praise Jesus so much. Let's come back to our places.
That
we can move on the light of the Word of God. And we move on to get knowledge. And we move on to get freedom. For he speaks and he says, when you will know the truth, the truth will set you free. And he also tells us, we move on to be cleansed by the word we hear.
And
he tells us in John 15, the more we get the light of knowledge, which come from the word of God, we move on to get freedom right from the God.
But
we know that our Lord is the Spirit. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Indeed, we get the joy of salvation. For he speaks and he says,
just
restore me the joy of salvation and sustain me with the Spirit of liberty. But remember the Spirit of liberty.
It
begins from the words it gives us, the words of life. As he speaks in John
6:63,
that the words I said to you, they are spirit and they are life.
So,
and then more we move on, get the words of the life of the Holy Spirit. And they are filled with the light of understanding, the light of the knowledge. That aroma is within our hearts. It brings peace and joy our way. Now it opens up the light of our mind and sees things just as they are meant to be.
And
when we find hindrances on the way, the mighty ones, the angels, those who fulfill the word of God,
and
they appear to fulfill that word. So we have to get freedom anytime we know truth. If something troubles our freedom, angels fight to see they take it out of the way, to be able to fulfill that when you know the truth, the truth will set you free. Always been the prayer of yearning to know the truth and only see the freedom of God. The meaning in that word,
that
even though something will hinder you to get the freedom, the angels in the Psalms 103, 20-21, the mighty one, those who fulfill the word of God, they have to look at that word, see that it comes to pass.
And
you get freedom for knowing the truth. But that is the scriptures, they are meant to fulfill it. Is it not that? Now let's know the truth.
And
we do act upon it, then freedom will increase on us. We shall be cleansed
ekigambo kyakatonda kyetuwulira
by the word of God we hear.
Twagala okweyongera n'okulaba enkwe za Satan.
We want to move on to the schemes of Satan.
Eri Katonda n'eri kanisa.
But to God and his church.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so much.
Iranga tukyakomekereza.
And we're still winding up.
Okwawula omwoyo wa Katonda.
To separate the spirit of God.
N'ebikolwa by'obutuukirivu.
And his works of righteousness.
Omwoyo gwa Satan.
From the spirit of Satan.
N'ebikolwa byagwo ebitali bya butuukirivu.
And its works of unrighteousness.
Sabu edingi yaffe ekyasembayo.
In our last subheading.
Yes, we have a nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Tulabira omwoyo gwa Satan oguli mu ngeri y'ekisolo.
Which we see spirit of Satan in the form of the beast.
Nagurwana okuchusha omuntu okuva mu kifaananyi kya Katonda.
And it fights to shift humanity from the image of God.
Okutuuka mu kifaananyi ky'ekisolo ekitategeerekeka.
Appearing to an image of an unusual animal or beast.
Songa ate y'omwoyo wa Katonda.
Yet the spirit of God.
Arwana okulaba nga tudde mu kifaananyi kya Katonda omulamu.
Fights to see restores us the true image of God.
Yes, we have a nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Kale mu nsonga eyo.
Now in that way.
Twasembye nga twongedde okugulawo sub-heading endala.
Ended as we open up another sub-heading inside the same heading. And we
say
the fourth beast,
Roman Empire,
which is known as the Roman Empire.
Oluvannyuma lw'okukyusa ekkanisa ya Kristo entuufu,
after changing the rightful church of Christ,
abatukuvu be,
his saints,
olw'okukola ekifaananyi kyayo
making up its image,
ekimanyiddwa nga Roman Catholic Church,
known as Roman Catholic Church,
eyazimbibwa nga St. Peter Basilica
at Vatican, built as St. Peter Basilica at Vatican,
kyavaako okubalukawo kw'amadiini mangi n'enzikiriza,
was the outcome of many religions and the beliefs,
ezeefaananyirizanga eza Christ,
which appear to be like of the Christ,
era nga si ntuufu.
And yet they are not right.
Kale mu kigambo ekyo.
Now in that word.
Wetwatandikidde ne baganda baffe bano Abaisiraamu.
Where we began with those our brethren the Muslims.
Abaatandika mu mwaka ogwo.
Those who began in that year.
Ogw'abitaano muziizo.
Of 500.
Yes, we have been
praise Jesus so much.
Kale twagenze twetegereza ebintu bingi.
Now we went out looking at many things.
Mu kwebire tugenda kubanga tubiddamu.
Some of those we are not to repeat them.
Naye okutandikirawo okweyongera okumanya.
But to begin from there to move on to know.
Era twatandise okulaba Obusiraamu n'omuzikiti.
We began to see Islam and the mosque.
Okubanga nga guyitibwa ennyumba ya Katonda.
Appear it be called the house of God.
Ngira gwalimu okukyusibwa kw'ekkanisa ya Kristo nga tokiraba.
Involved the changing of the church of Christ. Don't you see that?
Y'abatukuvu.
Of his saints.
Ne tumaliriza nga baleese ate n'omuzikiti nagwo guzze.
And they ended up bringing up the mosque.
Nga nagwo guyitibwa ennyumba ya Katonda.
And it is called the house of God.
So bingi bye twalabye.
So much and many.
Nti yatandika Obusiraamu.
That the one who began the Islam.
Amanyiddwa nga Nabbi Muhammad.
The one known as Prophet Muhammad.
Yazaalibwa mu mwaka gwa 500.
He was born in the 507.
Na yabulira ensi mu mwaka gwa 632 AD.
Out of the world in 632 AD.
We baali batandika eby'Obusiraamu buno.
When they were beginning things of Islam,
basooka kubanga basobozi.
They were first merchants.
Mu mwaka gwa 583. Paka mu 609 AD. Obusobozi nga bwe butinka bwe bugenda.
They were into business and merchandise.
Efuuka eddiini.
It becomes a religion.
Mwaka gwa 609.
In the 609.
Okutuukira ddala mwaka gwa 632.
To reach 632.
Amanyiddwa nga omubaka.
Who is known as an
omubaka Nabbi Muhammad.
The messenger Prophet Muhammad.
Because we are feared.
That's when he died.
Yes, he was when you.
Praise Jesus so much.
Naye nga mu byonna.
But in all.
Wategeddeko.
We got to understand
nti yeerimbika mu kubeera omubeezi.
That he claimed to be the comforter.
Omwoyo omutukuvu.
The Holy Spirit.
Mukama waffe Yesu gwe yasuubiza nti alimutuma.
Whom our Lord Jesus promised that he will be sending him.
Naye ng'ate Mukama waffe Yesu yagenda mu maaso n'okukakasa.
Yet the Lord Jesus moved on to prove.
Yesu yabaziwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Nti oyo yajja ku bubwe yekka.
That he came by his own.
Yajja ku bwani.
He came by his own.
Bubwe yekka.
His own.
Kiki ekibaddewo? Yesu yabaziwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Nga tubalindako.
As we wait for them.
Okugambye tugenda kuba tweyongerayo neero okutegeera ebigambo ebyo.
Told you we are moving on to understand those words.
Nti Nabbi Muhammad ye yajja ku bubwe yekka.
Prophet Muhammad came by his own.
Era ne yeefuula omubeezi omwoyo w'amazima.
Be the comforter of the spirit of truth.
Kyava ayitibwa mbu omubaka.
That's why he's called the messenger.
Gwe baayogerako nti ndibatumira omubaka.
That is spoke of that I've sent you a comforter.
kali inayitibwa nti omubaka wa Katonda
and is called a messenger of God.
Naye nga twalabye bwine eyatuweereddwa eggulo,
but we saw what information was given us yesterday.
Ebyo byonna bwali bulimba,
that all that was falsehood.
Twakomekkeriza nga tulina okutandika okulaba,
we ended up and we are meant to begin seeing
Allah n'omuzikiti gwe,
Allah and his mosque.
Nga si ye Katonda omulamu,
and is not the living God.
N'ekkanisa ye abatukuvu be,
and his church the saints.
Byawukanira ddala ebigambo ebyo,
totally differ those words.
Era nga bw'ogenda okwongera okuwulira,
just as you're going to move on to hear.
Ajja ebiseera ebisinga,
you know, many times
obutamanya bwetukayanya wansi w'enjuba,
ignorance makes us idle under the sun.
Abasinga tomanya ddiini yajja etya, kyatandika kitya.
People never knew and know how a religion came about, how did it start.
Era omusana gwakyo ogw'okumanya guli gutya,
and its light of knowledge, how is it.
Kali kyetuva tusaba nnyo bulijjo abantu nga tubagamba,
that's why we always request people and we tell them,
nti luno olutalo tuli wakati wa mubiri na musaayi,
this battle is not between flesh and blood.
Amakulu sinze naawe,
the meaning is not me and you fighting.
Olutalo luli wakati w'omusana n'ekizikiza,
the battle is between darkness and light.
Omusana ye Katonda,
darkness is God.
Kubanga ye atumulisiza ddala ebintu byonna nga ebirina okubeera.
He lightens us all things how they are meant to be.
N'ekizikiza ye Sitaani.
And the darkness is the Satan.
Aleeta ebintu bye ng'abifuddefudde.
He brings the things when they are twisted.
Ng'abikwenyeza, abikwesekwese, birimu ekizikiza.
And he's hidden them, in them there is darkness.
Ekibi ekizikiriza.
That evil which destroys.
Kale mu byonna.
Now in all.
Natulabula buli muntu yenna awulira.
Warn every listener.
Obutatwala bigambo bino ng'olutawo olw'omubiri,
not to take these words as a physical battle,
naye okukkiriza okunoonyereza amazima g'ebyo ebyogerwa,
to believe research of the truth of what's spoken.
Ekintu kye wasiŋŋaana nga kyatandika kyajja kitya,
something you found existing, how did it come about.
Kiba kirungi nnyo n'okimanya,
it is always good thing to know that.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo,
praise Jesus so much.
Kale ne mu kaseera kano,
now even in this time,
twagala tweyongereyo n'aka akatundu,
we want to move on with that part.
Allah n'omuzikiti,
Allah and the mosque.
Na siye Katonda oli yatuma Mukama waffe Yesu,
it's not the God who sent the Lord Jesus,
n'ekkanisa ye abatukuvu
and his church the saints.
Kyetwagala okuba nga tutunuulira olwaleero,
it's what we want to look at today.
Nsuubira twakyanjuddeko jjo,
I think we introduced it yesterday.
Oba tuli kulayini, tuli ku mulamwa gwe gumu. Kale katutandikirawo wenyini. Yesu yebazibwe nnyo. Amanya n'eddoboozi. Omutume Ronald Hope
Witness.
Wamu ne musumba.
Together with Pastor Bosa.
N'omusomi wafe wa Bayibuli.
And the Bible reader, Teacher Isaac.
Tubaagala nnyo mwenna.
We love you all.
Mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Tusinziira mu mulembe omupya.
We bless the new generation.
Nga twongera okukuleetera okumanya.
And we move on to bring knowledge to you.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Nga bwe nagambye tulina omutwe gwe tusomeramu ebigambo bino twatandikiddwawo.
A heading we study in these words we began.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Era nga tukusomyeko ebintu bingi.
And we started from you many things.
Nti ensolo eyookuna.
That the fourth beast.
Emanyiddwa nga Roman Empire.
It's known as the Roman Empire.
Olw'okukyusa, oluvannyuma lw'okukyusa ekkanisa ya Kristo.
After changing the church of Christ,
abatukuvu be,
his saints,
okuleeta ekifaananyi kyayo,
to bring its image,
ekimanyiddwa nga Roman Catholic Church,
which is known as the Roman Catholic Church.
Wali kyaliko okubalukawo kw'amadiini mangi n'enzikiriza,
it caused the outburst of many religions and beliefs,
ezaagala okwekwanaganya ku Yesu,
which wanted to attach themselves on Jesus,
naye nga zaabanga za bulimba,
yet they were false.
Era twatandikise n'obuyisiraamu,
and we began with the Islam religion.
Bingi nnyo bye twazze tulaba.
We saw many things yesterday.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Era olwayo twagala kugatta ku ekyo.
And this day we want to join on that.
Twamaze okukakasibwa.
After we got proven.
Nti eddiini ye bwe yali etandika.
When this religion was beginning.
Eyagireeta Nabbi Muhammad.
The one who brought the prophet Muhammad.
Ye wootingako okubeera omubeezi omwoyo omutukuvu gwe yasuubiza. Mukama waffe Yesu gwe yasuubiza.
Wanted himself to be the comforter whom the Lord Jesus promised.
Mukama waffe Yesu yasuubiza okutusindikira omubeezi omwoyo omutukuvu.
Lord Jesus promised send us the comforter, the Holy Spirit.
Naye ate ye ne yeegamba okubeera ye nti ye mubeezi oyo.
Muhammad claimed to be that comforter.
And
our Lord Jesus warned us that when that man was to come, like we read in John, that he will come in his own name and the world will accept him. Yet after it's rejected Jesus. Now,
we
looked at many things yesterday. To prove that indeed Muhammad of the Muslims is not the comforter, the spirit of truth, whom the Lord Jesus promised. But we understood he came by his own. And anytime you come by your own, behind you there is Satan. There is never God. This time we begin another heading proving.
Allah, no
we look at Allah and the mosque. And it's not the living God and his church, his saints.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Allah, no
Allah and the mosque.
It's
not the living God
and
his church, his saints. That word we brought it briefly. And we want to show you that the one called Allah, we call it God as we think, when we connect with the concerning of the house of the living God, the mosque is not qualified to be the house of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. In the other way, that the living God, first of all, he has his house making up heavens and earth. But after he chooses to put his house in us, his children, his saints,
and
he sends his spirit to be in us. But when we find ourselves, Allah has his mosque and it's his house they pray from.
Friend,
it appears not the one which the living God speaks
of,
which the salvation we preach to nations. First of all, we try to look to youth people who hold names
known as Allah.
In the ancient Hebrews, before even Allah appeared, in that same spirit, it came manifesting in the people, but its rightful names, it was called Malcolm.
And
when they were worshipping it,
they
made it the signs of the star and the moon, and they put at his shrines on the top, and they based there making noise and shouting.
Yes,
praise Jesus
so much.
So
you're
going to move on to lighten the scriptures of truth, which concerns with those which first existed. And then you will understand that Allah and the mosque
is
not whom we know as the living God. And his church, his saints.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. And it's the light we want to move on, lighten. To move on to understand and separate darkness from the light. We had heard in this book of Ezra chapter 2. And this verses. Verse 5. And he says this.
Ezra esula eyokubiri n'olunyoro kutano.
Ezra chapter 2 verses 5.
Abaana ba Allah lusavu musavu mu batano.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Allah gutumanyi mu byawandiko byamazima.
Allah we know in the scriptures of truth.
Yaliko kumusinga muntu.
He was living on the world and was a human being.
And
in him had a spirit which used him, which wasn't God.
He gave birth
to 775 children. But you can't give birth to those children in one woman. For 775 children.
abana chikumi chikumi.
Imagine every woman gives birth to 100 okay children.
Umanyina cyo kisyangu.
You know that is not easy.
Siwe wao.
Is it not that?
Umukazi umuna azara abana bameka.
One woman gives birth to 100 children.
Babera bameka bo umukazi bo bori no kubanga.
How many women are you meant to have married?
Ee abakazi singa munana.
Like 8 women.
Ngombo ya zara konsamu batano.
And she didn't reach 100.
Ee David za mungu umukazi tasobola zara abakazi bana 10. Bana 10.
A woman can't give birth to 100 children.
Okorotia.
What do you do? Let's divide by 2, okay.
And
each woman births 50 children. Those are 16 women.
And
still it's very hard to give birth to 50 children, one woman. In one woman. You have to divide again. At least 25 per woman. How many women are those?
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Asatumba meka.
32 women. But is it possible?
I
told you Allah some of the things he promised. That there is married 70 virgins. In the jana, which we don't know which form of jana is it. That thing came from the spirit worked in this man many years back. He was seen as Allah in the eras of Prophet Ezra. In the era of the nation of Israel. In the era when King Nebuchadnezzar was on the world. These are old eras and before Muslims existed. Even though they tried to quote that it had begun a long time. But all that is false. It began in 583
AD.
Not in the BC.
Yes, he was when you
praise Jesus so much.
So,
now, in that word,
he's
showing you that man after half that spirit you used him. And he reached to marry 32 women to give birth to 775 children. It's the same spirit which came back in different seasons. It calls to even give some of the promises like this down here. To marry the 70 virgins in the Jana. This one separates them from the living God. For the living God says that in heaven we are to be like angels, and we shall not marry. We shall not get married. Now they totally differ.
Let me
show the difference between Allah and the living God. The living God said in Mark
12.
25 to 27.
Like
in heaven we are going to be like angels.
We
shall not marry women. Just as they are saying and talks are. Let's hear.
Mark 12 from 25. Kubanga wabali zukira mubafu tebali wasa. So tebali waira. Nebali banga bamalaika. Bamalaika abo mugguru.
Yes, yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Bwe tuli banga tuzukidde era nga leero bwe tuli.
We shall have raised up just as we are today.
Kubanga twolekera obwakabaka bw'omuggulu.
For we head on the kingdom of heaven.
So tetuli fumbirwa.
We shall not get married.
So tetuli wasa.
And we shall not marry.
Wabula tuli banga bamalaika mugguru.
We shall be like angels in heaven.
Kino kyawukanyiza ddala Katonda omulamu.
This totally differs and separates the living God.
Katonda kitaffe w'omuggulu.
God the Father in heaven.
Ekigambo kye Mukama waffe Yesu.
And his word the Lord Jesus.
Munomwoyo mutuku.
Together with the Holy Spirit.
Katonda amanyiddwa nga Allah.
God who is from the God known as Allah.
Gwe tugenda okutegeera.
Whom we are going to understand.
Yaani ebya ddala.
Who is he in reality? Now we speak of Satan
or
his fallen angel.
Yes, he was with
praise Jesus.
Amen.
But the living God promised before even Muhammad existed. In this book of Mark 12,
25.
In heaven, we are going to be like angels. We shall not get married, neither marry. Yet Allah moved on to say, He is in his heaven, the Jana. They are going to be giving you 70 virgins. This is in the book known as the Quran. I'm not choosing falsely.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Imagine the work they are to give you. For you know this Allah we've read in the scripture. He married 32 women. You multiplied it to give you 70. In the Jannah, not in the heaven. But the truth is, the Jannah is never existing. That place called Jannah is not there.
It's
false place to deceive people, destroy them. But
there's
no God determined to be with people in heaven. And
they
will always be in intercourse every time. Imagine the time you finish the 70 virgins. Okay, every day you sleep to one woman's place. And you finish the month, you've just finished 30 or 31. And the one you left from number one is in what state? And you're still moving on. So the way they are 70, the second month, moving on to other women, you go have intercourse with.
And
you finish 2 months, you've not gone back to the first one. Remember, 2 months is just
6 days.
There is remaining 10.
Enter
close to 2 months and 10 days. You are moving on. The one behind have begun adultery for you left them badly. I don't know where that God studied mathematics and things.
So what
you want to bring, you understand. After the Roman Empire, the fourth beast, the spirit of Satan in the world, after it changed the right church, the church of God, the church of Christ, the saints of God, brought its image.
Catholic Church,
the Roman Catholic Church,
St. Peter Basilica,
that building, the building known as St. Peter Basilica, and the many buildings all over the world. Many religions and beliefs came up. We try to attach themselves on Christ Jesus, yet they are not truthful. And they are created by the evil spirit of Satan to be able to pervert the children of God. In the world there was witchcraft. People were in different sorcery, different divinations and
rituals.
But the outpost of salvation in the world brought much hope in redeeming souls. Now, in it being
forced,
our salvation and the church of the saints, it brought much havoc and chaos on this world.
Now,
in all what you've understood on Allah at the beginning, what concerns women, according to the book of Ezra, chapter 2, verses 5, the way he married and he gave birth, he needed many women.
So
he wanted to capture the immoral ones of the world, that they don't cease to be immoral. He sent his messenger, who is known as Prophet Muhammad, as they say. Just as they say.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
yakunganya abezi bonna mu ddiini ye.
The one who gathered all the morals in his religion.
N'abasuubiza emikazi nsanvu
them 70 virgins.
Mu kifo kiri ekiyitibwa Jana.
In the place called Jana.
Era practice.
And the practice.
Bagitandikira wano.
They begin it right on this world.
Nga bakola ki?
And they do what?
Otandikira ku baana n'okudda ki?
You begin from four and above women.
Otandika practice.
You begin to practice, rehearse for that.
Nga weetendeka ebitundu by'ekyama.
Train yourself your private parts.
Yes, it was
praise Jesus.
Kino kyawukanirako ddala.
This totally differs.
Naye ekyo Mukama waffe Yesu kye yali annyonnyola.
That the Lord Jesus explained.
Kubanga yayogera n'agamba.
For he spoke and he said.
Nti agoba omukazi n'amulekawo n'awasa omulala.
The one who chases a woman and leaves her to
another. Ng'oyo mwenzi.
And that one is an adulterer.
Kitegeeza Muhammad tebaine bakwataganira ne Mukama waffe Yesu
n'akati. Muhammad has no way they connect with the Lord Jesus at all.
Baawukana mu ntegeka z'eggulu.
They differ in preparations of heaven.
Engeri gye tugenda okubeerayo.
How we are going to be there.
Ne mu ntegeka z'awano ku nsi baawukanira.
Preparations of the world be totally differ.
Kubanga wano ku nsi Mukama waffe Yesu yagamba.
Here on the world the Lord Jesus said.
Mu Matayo 19.
The Matthew 19.
Nti bw'ogoba omukazi n'owasa omulala.
When you chase a woman and marry another.
Kubanga yagamba bwati.
For he said this.
Katusome nti olina kuba n'omukazi w'omu.
It's brother, you're meant to have one wife.
Katonda ng'abagasi ne mufuuka omuntu.
God joined you to become one person.
Ng'era bwe kyali mu lubiribiri.
Just as it was the beginning.
Katusome. Olunyiri lutandika olw'okubiri.
Matayo essula ya 19 n'olunyiri lwakubiri. Matthew 19 from verses 2. Ebibiina binene ne bimugoberera n'abawunyisa eyo. Abafalisaayo ne bajja gy'ali ne bamukema nga bagamba nti omuntu ayinza okugoba mukazi we okumulanga buli kigambo olw'okuna. N'addamu n'abagamba nti temusomanga nti oyo eyabakola olubereberye nga yabakola omusajja n'omukazi olw'okutaano.
Yes, he was with.
Praise Jesus so much.
Yaba quote nga Mukama waffe Yesu n'abazaayo.
The Lord Jesus quoted took them back.
Mu lubereberye esura ey'okubiri.
In the Genesis chapter 2.
18 paka
24.
Nti yabakola ku lubereberye.
And he made them on the beginning.
Yakola omusajja n'omukazi.
Made one man and one woman.
Anyonyola n'agamba.
He explains and he says.
Era Katonda kye yagatta teri kukigatta.
But what God joined, no one should separate it.
Kati olw'okuba wakati awo.
But because in the midst there.
Rugendo nga lutambula.
As the journey was moving.
Kuva ku Adam.
Right from Adam.
Tukira dako Kristo.
To reach the Christ.
Waliwo obutategeera bulungi mateeka.
There was not being well knowing of the laws.
Era tujjukira nti walingawo okuwasa abakazi abangi.
And we remember the involved marrying many women.
Naye Katonda omulamu ng'ayita mu Kristo we.
The living God through his Christ.
Yajja n'awabula ensi.
Became corrected the world.
Kinza okuba ku lubereberye naye ngambye ku nsi mugenda kubeera bwe muti.
Me from the beginning and I said on the world you are to be like that.
Omukazi omu n'omusajja omu.
One man one woman.
Iramba fulo omuntu.
And I make them one person.
So kungiri ya Allah te ya ukana.
Now the way of Allah differs.
Allah ni nabi Muhammad.
Allah and his prophet Muhammad.
Bowe bajja enteka teka zoku nsi nezo muguru bazi tusa tusa.
When they came preparations of the world and of heaven they changed them.
Ni wangu badenga tebaina watu obuyinza tugambi.
Even though they have nothing like authority over that world.
Nayo mpozo kujukuju na obulimba.
Except the craftiness and the deception.
Atuyongeri Matayo 19 ulile.
Let's move on Matthew 19 we hear. Matayo isura ya 19 olinyiro okutaano. Matthew 19 verses 5. Nabagamba nti omuntu kyanavanga leka kitaawe ne nnyina ne yetaba ne mukazi we n'abo bombi banaabanga omubiri gumu. Olw'omukaaga. Obutabanga babiri nate naye omubiri gumu. Kale Katonda kye yagatta awamu omuntu takyawuka. Omuntu takyawulangamu.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Yayongera okubanyonyola ku by'okugattibwa kw'abafumbo mu nsi.
On explaining them the joining of the married on the world.
Nga omuntu alina kuba na omusajja omu n'omukazi.
And the person has to have one man or one woman.
Babeera omuntu omu.
And the two become one.
Wabula ekisinga okwewuunyisa.
But what surprises most.
Ku nabbi oyo gw'olaba awo
kifaananyi ekyo. Prophet you see on the projector.
Yes, he was born.
Praise Jesus so much.
He ate Katonda yamutuma mulala nnyo.
The God who sent him is very different.
Yes, he was born.
Praise Jesus so much.
Kubanga ye ate yasigala alagira orders okuwasa abakazi abangi.
Because he remained
commanding orders of marrying many women on
the
world. And he contends against Christ.
And
he contends against the living God. It means that Muhammad
still
he wasn't the comfort of the Holy Spirit. For he refused to glorify Christ.
And
even to get from things of Christ to give us. And
he
got from what came from his of the Satan. Jesus moved on explained Matthew 19, he said this.
Matthew 19:7. Musa kyeyava akkiriza mugobenga bakazi bammwe. Naye okuva ku lubereberye tekyali bwe kityo.
Our Lord Jesus explained and said,
nti okuva ku lubereberye si bwe kyali.
Right from the beginning it wasn't like that.
Kubanga mu lubereberye si lw'okubiri.
In the Genesis chapter 2,
Katonda atonda omukazi omu n'omusajja.
God created one woman and one man.
N'abagatta bafuuka omuntu.
And he joined them to become one person.
Wakati awo olugendo nga lutambula.
In the midst as the journey was moving. They refused the laws of God through Moses. And Moses told them, Moses gave them laws because of hardening of their hearts that they will chase their women.
But
because when Moses was leaving the world, he said,
Deuteronomy 18:18,
there will be arising another like me. He will be telling you all things.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
So,
now our Lord Jesus, he came to fulfill that which prophet Moses spoke of. When Jesus will come, he'll tell us all. There is a serious case.
You
refuse to hear the words of the Lord Jesus. For the Father promised
that
he will put in him all words we need.
So kino kyenjagadde okwongera.
But this is what I wanted to move to tell you. We are going to see briefly in Deuteronomy and we get back. And we go see the promise of Moses. When Moses promised the coming of Jesus, he said when Jesus will come, he was to fulfill and correct all things which had gotten faulty. Now the coming of Muhammad was to trouble and confuse what Jesus has corrected.
Yes,
praise Jesus. I think you see the chaos right there. Deuteronomy 18:17.
Mukama, nangamat bogede buluji ebyo yibagambye. Ndiba yimusiza nabbi ubaganda baabwe. Afana na gagwe, era anditeka ebigambo byange mu kamwa ke, era alibabuulira byonna bye ndimulagira. Ekyamateeka, sura ya 18:17. Mukama n'agamba nti, boogedde bulungi ebyo byonna bye bagambye. 18. Ndibayimusiza nabbi ku baganda baabwe, afana na gagwe. Era nditeeka ebigambo byange mu kamwa ke, era alibabuulira byonna bye ndimulagira. 19. Kale olulitiuka buli ataliwulira bigambo byange byalyogera mu linnya lyange ndimulaga ekyo.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Jesus so much.
Okusuubiza kwa Katonda ng'ayita mu Nabi Musa.
The promise of God when he passed through Prophet Moses.
Deuteronomy 18:17-19.
That he was to raise up
Nabi Musa,
prophet in our midst.
He
is just like a brother. And is a brother to us.
Yes,
praise Jesus
Amen.
So much. He was to tell us all and correct all of
them.
And he said,
But
person will never heed to the words he speaks in name of Father. I will put my words in his mouth. Whoever will never hear words will speak in my name. I choose him for that. When Jesus reached in the world,
so
as he had come as the Father had sent him, but he said still they rejected him. Told them another will come. And he will come in his own name and you will accept him. He repeated those words in the John. I wanted to move on to show you in the summary that Allah and the mosque,
not
the living God and the church of his saints, of the Christ.
Yes,
praise Jesus
so much. Yokane sule ni yokutano. Olunyirwa na mabiri okirire.
Yokana esula eyokutano olunyirwa na mabiri.
John chapter 5 from verse 42.
Tandika kulwana mu olumu tutegere bulungi.
Yokana esula yakutano olunyirwa na mulumu.
John 5 from verse 41.
Siwe wabantu chitibwa
ngagamba ye mukama afa itano nya bujulizi okuveri aba.
Jesus never thought witness from the people.
Ne wankubadde okugamba okuwebwe chitibwa
that even to be honored by the people.
Wanga yali yawandikibwa dati ajja kujja okukola emirimu gye yali akola.
He was written off that he was to come do works he came to do.
Ejimu kweji nolide jjo okutereza obufumbo bwali n'okubeera ku nsi.
Of those was to correct how marriage was to be on the world.
Ate n'okutulaga mu ggulu bigenda kubeera
bitya. To show us in heaven how things are going to be.
Walibeerayo okubasa oba nedda.
Will there be marrying or no?
Okusinga byajja eri Katonda kitaffe.
According to what he got from God the Father.
Katonda atali Allah.
God not who is the Allah.
Yes, he was
raised
Jesus.
He showed in heaven he had to be like angels. And he showed us how we are to marry on the world. When Allah passed through Muhammad, who claimed to be the comfort of the
world,
that Jesus whom he promised, he came and confused things of Christ. Yet they are the of the Father. Like he's promised in John. Or like he spoke in John
16:12
and to
15.
So let's move on in John 5. And we move on to prove. John chapter 5, verse 41.
Siwe wabantu chitiwa. Na yemba teke dimwe. Ngo kwa gala kwa katonda. Tekubali imu. Anamu sato. Zenajia mulinya lya kitange naye munsembeza. Naye temunsembezeza. Omulala bwalijja mulinya lye kubuwe muli musembeza.
Yesu yebasibwe.
Praise Jesus man.
Mukama wafu Yesu.
Our Lord Jesus.
Enyola mu Yokani suri yokutano.
Explained in John 5, verse 43, that he came in the name of the Father. Like we heard how Moses promised.
Or
what God promised speaking with Moses.
In Deuteronomy
18:17
and to 19.
He was to send the servant, the Lord Jesus.
To
come speak his words how they are meant to be. What Jesus speaks in John 5, 43. And he said, I came in my Father's name, and you didn't accept me. When another will come in his own name, you will accept him. And we understood from yesterday that Muhammad came in his own name. And he claimed to be the comfort of the Holy Spirit, whom the Lord Jesus promised
of.
And he began to speak what comes from his. For the Holy Spirit, it was required of him to speak of things from Christ,
to glorify
the Father and the Son. According to what the Lord Jesus moves on explaining here, he explained and he said, if they were able to believe Moses, then they would have believed
with the Lord Jesus.
Banga Musa aliye yogera ku mukama wa Yesu.
Moses had spoke of the Lord Jesus.
Ndiye tusomye mu chamateka.
Where we read in the tournament.
Atuyongeriye mu Yokana tuulire.
Let's move on in John and we hear.
Yokana sura yokutano olujirwana munya.
John 5:44.
Mwemuyinza mutya okukiriza bwe mwagala okuwebwa ekitiibwa mwekana mwekka. Ne mutanoonya kitiibwa ekiva eri Katonda ali omu yekka. Adamu 5. Temulowooza nti nze ndibaloopa eri kitange. Gyali abaloopa ye Musa gwe gwe musuubira.
Yabagamba.
He told them.
Ndi sinze ngendo baloopa.
It's not me gonna choose you.
Musa kenyini.
Moses himself.
Gwe mwekwasa kwasa ko mumusuubira.
You attach yourself that you are hoping for him.
Mbu yasuubiza mbu alibasindikira omubaka.
Promise to send you a messenger.
Nti wali musibwa owooluganda
alinga. They will raise the brother from among you.
Anyonyola n'agamba.
He explains and he says.
Nyolwana mu omukaaga.
In the verse 46.
Yukana essuula ey'okutaano oluyirwana mu mukaaga.
John 5:46.
Kuba singa mukkiriza Musa. Nange mwandisikiriza kubanga yampandiikako nze.
Yes, he was with.
Praise Jesus.
Yabagamba. Singa mukkiriza Musa.
He told them if you believed Moses.
Nze mwandisikiriza.
You would have believed me.
Kubanga yampandiikako.
He wrote about me.
Yamuandikako mu kyamateeka.
He wrote about him in the
18.
17-19.
Nti bali yimusomo baka alibabuulira byonna.
The raised messenger would preach to them
all. Era mukubuulirwa Yesu.
And be preached to Jesus.
Tewali muntu mulala gutusuubira kuleeta bintu ntu bitategeerekeka.
No any other person will expect to bring things not clear.
Tovula banga n'omubezi omuntu kubuya mugamba.
That's why the comforter, the Holy Spirit,
nti ogenda kujja mu byange.
You're going to get from what is mine.
Obuulira abantu bali.
And preach to those people.
Kati Allah ne Muhammad baawukanira ddala ne Katonda omulamu.
And Muhammad differ from the living God.
Bantu banjawulo nnyo.
These are two different.
Kintu kirala nnyo.
It is something very different.
Mwoyo gukuliawo guno gwe tusomako omwoyo omubi. Mwoyo gwa Satan.
The evil spirit of Satan.
Okubuzaabuza ensi.
Which confuses the world.
Mara yolo nyiri olo.
Yokana essuula ey'okutaano, Adamu 7.
John 5:47.
Naye bwe mutakkiriza oyo bye yawandiika. Mulikiriza mutya ebigambo byange?
Nkyoba temukkiriza
eyampandiikako. If you don't believe the one who wrote of me.
Munakkiriza mutya bye yabagamba?
How will you believe what he said to you?
So kye kiri kye tukugambyeko.
What we've told you all.
Nti enteekateeka z'obufumbo ku nsi.
Preparations of marriage on the world.
Mukama waffe Yesu.
Our Lord Jesus.
Yajja n'azizza bujja nga bwe ziri
okubeera. Renewed them as they are meant to be.
Omusajja omu n'omukazi.
One man and one woman.
Kyokka Allah ye bwe yatuma Muhammad.
Yet when Allah sent Muhammad.
Yajja n'atabangula byonna.
He came confused all of them.
N'agamba bundoka kati mulina okuwasa abakazi bana n'okudda
wabwe. See, now you have to marry four women and above.
N'ebyo Mukama waffe Yesu yali alongosezza ku bw'omwoyo wa Katonda.
Even those Christ that corrected by the Spirit of God.
Engeri gye tulina okubaamu mu ggulu gye tugenda okuwasaamu.
Gye
tutagenda kuwasaamu.
How we are not going to marry there.
Nga tetufumbirwa.
And we don't get married.
So tetuwasa.
We don't marry.
Katulinga ba malaika.
And we are like angels.
Era Muhammad yo moyo na bitabangu.
Still the same Muhammad confused them.
Na ngama mbumuga ina kuwa sebi kazi nsao.
He said they go to marry seven the virgins.
Imbelela.
Virgins.
Era ngabu manyera Allah biyakura mkitabu cha Ezra.
As you know what Allah did in the book of Ezra.
Esule yo kunyo nyo okuta.
Ezra chapter 2 verse
5. Kwa ya wasa makazi ya satu mbabili na okuta.
When the marriage started to and above women.
Na azara avana musavu. And musavu mbatana.
Gave birth to 775 children.
Yes, he was with.
Praise Jesus.
So what about to see Matthew is learning your coming home and
get back to Matthew 19.
But you get your kuwasa kuhusu kuno.
On the way of marrying of the world.
Kitafuti ya mtu mmoja kukola kile kimu.
The father sent him to do is one.
Kuzi za hivi tunga hivi ari mulibidi bidi.
Take back things out the way in the beginning.
Na tayi Muhammad yeye agama nikatuna na yeye mtu ma.
Yet Muhammad took claiming God sent him.
Yaji ukubita bangura.
He came to
mono na ebitegeke dobulungi.
To mess them up, to spoil what was ordered well.
Naye omutabangu sitasuka kuba sitani.
Yet who messes things up is not beyond Satan.
Oba omubaka wa sitani.
Or the messenger of Satan.
Matayo esule 19 n'olunyiriri olw'omukaaga.
Matthew 19 verse 6.
Obutaba babiri nate naye omubiri gumu. Kale Katonda kiyagatta awamu omuntu takyawulangamu. Olw'omusanvu. Ne bamugamba nti kale Musa ekyamulagiza ki okumuwa ebbaluwa Yokuwa ukana, aliyoka mugobe, rumunana. Na baga manti, urum kakanya fwe miti majamwe. Musa shiava akiri za mugobe bakazi bamwe. Na iyo kupa kulubele belie, tichali wechitio. Rumweda. Ina baga manti, bulia nago baga mkazi we, wabula ukumula angogo wezi. Na waso mulala, ngayeze.
Nakati ya wezi wanangi.
Now adora.
Wechitu kambusidamu.
When it reaches in the Islam.
Fetuga mbanti, uboya karokuendo gende.
We say if you want to get commit adultery, you go to become a Muslim.
Wangu katuonda wayo takana kwa wadiku wezi.
But the God there never refuses adultery.
Ata nyigiriza noko, nyigiriza simu yungani.
Even suppresses, not just fight God.
Kubanga, takiriza ateba kazi boku funa basaji ya banji.
Does it allow women to get many men?
Gamba nyigiriza.
Now he's going to suppress others.
Nii katondo mwremu mwinkanya agambi.
The living God is a justified God, he says.
Umusaji omuno omukazi omu.
One man
and one woman.
Everyone to be justified to another.
Yes, we have a zivu.
Praise Jesus. Oye
ye katondo mwinkanya.
That is the justified God.
Nii katondo atari mwinkanya anyigiriza saidi ye.
The God who's not of justice presses one side.
Mujana.
In the jana.
Abasaji yebafu nebisikibikazi
yebi. Men will get many virgins.
There
is no justice there. Right from the world, there is no justice.
The man is
free to marry four and above women on this world.
The
woman is not accepted to get two and above men. There is no justice there.
When
jana, which they call heaven, which is not.
Ngagamba kati abasajja omuomu ebyukazi
one man
isanvu bimbere
seven virgins
era tili yobwenkanya ne mukuru
still no justice in the heaven
bwechitu kamukusaba wano
preaches in praying
God waula
he separates us
Allah abakazi babereri na abasajja
women their side men their side
obati maduga abati
bagamba the great
bagamba ngusinga basaba ne
access if they pray with the aki
akagirike babiranga bakora
mu way they bow themselves down like that
oyinzo okuva mu kusara
they stop praying and you're looking
no lingiza na
and you peep
kali urwa madu amaitirivu
because of the grace
baba sabali
they put them aside
mukulike ya baliyo
welcome back you were there
era tuongere okuita namu abaliyo abalabyo obutali bwenkanya bwa Allah
we want to call you out there who are accepting the justice of him Allah
abalabyo obutali bwenkanya
those not seen that justice
tuongere okubaita eri obulokozi
bwa Mose to call you the salvation of truth
ade tubasindise eri obulokozi obuli fake
not push you to the fake salvation
bango waliwo obweki wani
no there is the fake salvation in place
we umu obugendo semba yo kwebi ebyadirira
one of what will be next last what
was the Roman Empire okuchose kanisa ya Christ
after Roman Empire charging the Church of Christ
nereta mu Roman Catholic
and it brings the Roman Catholic Church
what do you know brokozi bobulimba obuzze kutambula
nga if system salvation which has been moving on
nabo kwefa naganya obrokozi
and it too appears like salvation
yes we was when
praise Jesus
so mu byonna bo Luganda
in all brethren
I won't know utandisi kutegere ngeri Allah jibata kuatakana ngamune katonda omulamu
began to realize how Allah never connects with the living God
Allah no muzikiti
Allah and the mosque
the siye katonda omulamu likanisa yabatukuvu
not the living God and the church of his saints
bau kanira dara
they totally differ
this is zimu kuntandi kwa zabyo
those are some of its beginnings
these things of kuogera
they are men that
jibata fana ganira kodara
when they don't appear alive
na ye ere kirala
but another
mubiro bibiye bya mubironga biitiride maso kama
iras after the moved on ahead
okuva ku Allah kutusomie mu kitabo cha Ezra sura yokutande
Allah we read the Ezra 5
sura yokunyo nolunyoro okutande
Ezra 2:5
waite biro mumasi
there past seasons ahead there
omoyo ogwo gwalinga kusinzibwanga baguita Malcolm
that spirit was
Malcolm
worship and it was called Malcolm
baba nakubaita Malcolm yes he was
praise him. Jesus
amen beiranga gwaberanga nesabo ngaliberako akamandiro kenjuba no kemunyenye no mwezi
he had a shrine and it held the sign of the star and the moon
omuzikiti kuva wa kutandika
where does the mosque come from and when it begins
omuzikiti
the mosque
lyaberanga sabo lyo musambwa oba amanyidwa katonda Malcolm
it was a shrine of the god was called Malcolm
We want
to speak of the
mosque. Scripture
lighten you, which light?
Yes, you was when you
praise Jesus so much.
Let's
write a subheading.
Mosque. It was a
shrine of the demon.
Or a
small god.
Who
was known as Molokom.
And
it had a sign of the half moon. And the star.
And sometimes
they use the sun.
And you
realize where they came from.
You
are going to see the demon.
But
in claiming as they worship God,
they
shouted so much.
Malcolm!
Malcolm! They are calling him. And they had those stars, the signs in the sky.
And
the
voices of
their speakers were put in that thing up
there. You
see it, which is like a pyramid.
It's
like a balloon where there is a sign on the top.
That is what
we want to look at it, understand it in the book of
Zephaniah.
The worshipping of the Satan known as
Allah. In those
days was called Malcolm.
The one
is responsible over the dot com in these days.
And if
you fear that you follow the era of .com,
you know this
demon is involved in both things.
What
is .com?
Wanji? Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Digito mumumanyi.
Do you know who Digito is?
Digito na fallen angel.
Digito too is a fallen angel.
You
speak it, but that's how things are.
They
tell you the beast will hold blasphemous names.
Now when you
have some of those,
analog
too is the fallen angel.
Digito.
Is a fallen angel.
Dotcom
is also, who is called Malcolm.
He's
there in the city.
Atambulira ko mukabuga. Okay, but if we cut away to the Katravia Morocom or Musikiti.
Let's see the shrine of Malcolm.
Have
you reached there,
Zephaniah? Let's
begin from verse 4. Zephaniah esure soka lori nyolokona. Zephaniah chapter 1 from verse 4.
Erandi gololera ku Yuda omukono gwange ne kwabo bonna abali mu Yerusalemi. Erandi malawo ekitundu kya Baali ekifisseewo okuva mu kifo kino n'erinnya lya Bakemali wamu ne bakabona.
Yes, ye mazibu.
Praise Jesus so much.
Mubiri ebyo.
In those days,
abaana ba Isirayiri baatandika okuva ku mulamwa gw'okusinza Katonda.
Children of Israel ceased to worship the living God.
Era baakola essabo lya Molokom.
And they made a shrine of Molokom.
Amanyiddwa nga Allah.
Who is known as Allah.
N'omuzikiti gwe.
And his mosque.
Okuliko akabonero k'emmunyeenye
which was the sign of the star and the moon.
Yalina baakabona be nga babayita pagan priest.
He had his priests, they called pagan priests.
Kyovulaba ekintu ekyo bwe baali bajja so baakikozesa nnyo baakiteeka nnyo mu nkola.
That's why when they came, the Muslims put that thing much implemented it.
Bakafiri mwe.
You Gentiles.
Bakafiri
pagans.
They use
the name, but they are the pagans themselves.
It's
not me speaking it.
Let's read from verse baba itaba pagan priest.
Zephaniah esula esoka olinyolokuna.
Zephaniah chapter 1 verse 4.
Era ndikololera omukono gwange kwa nti kwabo bonna abali mu Yerusalemi era ntimalawo ekitundu kya Baali ekifisseewo okuva mu kifo kino n'erinnya lya Bekemali wamu ne bakabona.
Pagan priests.
Pagan.
Bakabona bakafiri.
Pagan priests.
Waji. Temuchirina mu Bible ya.
You don't have that pagan.
Sebo bali be kwakula ke kigambo cyo bukafiri nga befeba mumba kafiri.
They used to tell others they are the pagans, yet them are the pagans.
Kubanga abakafiri bano
for these pagans.
Kumuziki kusinzizo lya
on their temple, their shrine.
Elimanyidwa ngo muziki
which known as the mosque.
Kano ke kabonera kabiranga
ko. This was the sign which was on it.
Orunyiyo ruko tano katulusome.
Let's read verse 5.
Zephaniah sura soka no lyo lokutano.
Zephaniah chapter 1 verse 5.
Nabo abasinziza abasinza eki eliyo muguru ku nyumba wa guru. Nabo abasinza abalayira mukama nga abalayira malukamu
nga balayira
nga abalayira malukamu.
Tumorizungu kale.
You read English.
Zephaniah chapter 1 verse 5.
Zephaniah esule sokolu yirokuta.
And those that worship the host of heaven,
eraba basinza emunyenyezo mupamba.
Upon the house tops.
Yes, he was with me.
Praise Jesus.
Agambi upon the house top.
They akuku. Wakuru wa
kwa babuteka
on the roof tops.
Ejiryo nge ngora ekitundu kyomwezi
like the half moon and the star.
Ne njuba ni munyenyenge eri muri munda
and this star is inside.
Kusabuli amaruko baachiteka ngayo akuru eyo.
They used to put on the shrine of Malcolm up there.
Laki kaboniruka abwi
and that is their sign.
Omusambo ogomaruko omukugwara biranga ne gujja.
That demon Malcolm based on that to come.
Abaitidwa amajini.
Those called the jinns, the demons.
Ki kaboniruke batambulirako.
That's the sign they move by.
Obuko sechitundu chenjuba
for using the half of the moon.
Obuko sechitundu chenjuba oba ichomwezi.
Use the half of the moon or the sun and the star.
Okutegeza tiboba sinza ba masaza.
To show you that they worship principalities.
Abakulembwa mu Satan.
Those who are led by Satan.
Zephaniah chapter 1 verse 5.
Zephaniah esule sokolo nyirokuta.
And those that worship and that swear by the Lord, and yet swear by Milcom.
Yes, he was going.
Praise Jesus so much.
Ogambabera befuranga abalayira Katonda. Allah,
they claim as if they have God, yet they are calling Malcolm.
Nainga bayita Malcolm.
They are calling Malcolm.
Baba tibukira Katonda
omura. They are speaking the living God.
Yerabwo buwulira akakaleka.
Every year that noise.
Ngomanya kati bali mukora.
No, now they are calling Malcolm.
Bako ora kuliyo musambo ogwedde
da. That ancient demon.
Gwasinzi bwanga danga ne Muhammad yana bakubawo.
Even before Muhammad existed.
Iranga batekanga yakabonera ako
wanguru. They used to put that sign on the top of the roofs.
Kusaboli yabo
on their shrine on the top.
Abateeka ekitundu kyo chomwezi
and they put the half moon
over itundu ekyenjo
the half sun
munda ngirimu munyenye
inside it there is the star
waje nchudiremu
ngati bachala banji benda.
These days I see many women
baba kolede earrings
and they've made them earrings
nayenga zilinga akabonera ako kenyini
mukali all that exact signs on their earring
atababa te bakuyingiza mukusinza
Malcolm. Have they not enrolled you to worship Malcolm?
Malcolm aba kulondola bulungi
nyo. Malcolm follows you very well.
Eiza sokolo kuisa mubwenzi no kufuka mwenzi
nga pass through immorality
nebi twebigobira ko
the things which follow like those.
Yegwe moyo ukuchasinzo kuita mbintu ebyo.
That's the spirit has passed much of those things.
Abakazi ne batandika okugamba nti omusajja si
woman. Women begin to speak that a man is not for one woman. Praise the Lord, brethren.
Apostle,
I want to speak of Prophet Muhammad, who calls himself a prophet. When the prophet grew, matured, he was married by an old woman. When he reached to marry himself, he married a girl of 13 years.
So,
those are some of the things that man calling himself a prophet did. Imagine to be married by an old woman.
He married
a 13-year-old girl. That one was there and was called Isima before.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus song. I think you see the demon who was in that man. That's what it did. Pushing you to an elderly lady to marry you. When you reach to marry yourself, you want to compensate yourself the years you wasted. You marry a 13-year-old girl. They say he proposed to her when she was 9 years. He waited for her for 2 years, 3 years.
Those
things, there are those who believe it. And they follow them as their foolishness.
And they
did it like that. They cannot
show
that he did do that. But because Satan captures their heads, they can get pangas over that. They are not in the spirit of God. While they get pangas to cut people, he spoke much of them in Zephaniah. After he marked the pagan priests, they
appear
as ministers of God, but they are not on the things of God. And they say they worship those their shrines, which holds the signs of the host of heaven, where there is the sun, the moon, and the star. And they use the sign of the half moon, and there is a star in the midst of it. Moves on, speak of those their things of Allah,
who
is known as Malakom, and his mosque. That's not a church of God, the saints of God, whoever passed those religions, never expect of heaven. Those who get
deported,
there is no heaven. Those we speak of, they are the few.
For
even those circumcised, they commit a case for that. If you're circumcised, you hold no share in the Christ. But God never remembers seasons of ignorance. You can repent now and he forgives you. Let's finish in Zephaniah.
Zephaniah is Sura Esoka.
Zephaniah chapter 1 verse 5.
Nabo abasinza eje eliyo muguru kunyumba wa guru. Nabo abasinza abalayira mukama ngabalayira malukamu. Rumkaga.
Erabo abatan okwelayira.
And when they begin to swear.
Wa kaita wa hima yu billahi wa wa.
But it's gotten wild. They are speaking words there.
Well,
They are swearing.
Take a call with Gamwa,
attaches everyone
to the Romu, writing a Marukoma, Rikumutan, and Yavi.
More like comes on the head with a panga.
Katrabu, you know Romuka.
Zephaniah is Sule Soka, no Yomukaga.
Zephaniah chapter 4, verse 6.
Nabu Abasin Yuma, Utagobeli Mukama. Nabu Abatano Yanga, Mukama, Newakubadok Mubuza. Rum Savu. Bunina awali Mukama Katonda. Kubanga Nakua Mukama, Lulikumpi. Kubanga Mukama atege sisa daka. Atukuziza abagenyi.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus so much.
We have a favor to Kuvuve, Kanisha to Kuvu.
As the holy church without spot, no wrinkle. These who worship Molecom in the shrine, which holds the center of the half moon and the star. Those who think they worship Allah as gods. Allah is right in the ground, you can ask yourself.
In the nation of Israel,
it wasn't there. That God is in the ground and you hear from him.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus so much. The truth is like this. Anytime you use that sign, everything you see called the mosque, it's not the house of God. It's not a synagogue of God. Where people can gather to understand him. If you see upon the sign of the half moon, and immediately see there is a star, you immediately know the shrine of Molecom, the one who is known as Allah. And in those days, they had this sign of deciding to look at one side in their worship and in the sacrifice of their animals. And they looked one side. But in swearing, they lied. Allah is great.
Allah Akbar.
After they say is in the direction, the other side is not there. As if they swear a big God, yet they lie. After they look, that is in one side. One is they claim to swear by God, yet they swear by Molecom. Now they sacrifice animals looking that direction. In the book of Prophet Ezekiel, Ezekiel chapter 8,
he
spoke of them, they were doing those detestable things.
Ezekiel 8,
verse 16.
Aunandeta muruja uruomunda urenyumba ya mukama. Kale laba kurujirwa yekalu ya mukama wakati wechisasine choto nga wali wabasajja nga 25 nga bakubye enkona yekalu ya mukama n'amaaso gaabwe nga gatunulira ebuvanchuba eranga basinze enjuba.
They look where? East. In the mosque, they look where? Who has been a Muslim? Where did you look? The East. When you cut animals. In the east.
Have
you understood those who worship like that? Who are they?
God,
I choose those cases from all ancient days. Now, is this the religion of Satan? It is the truth. Don't cry tears. You be saved.
I see
a hand behind.
Praise
the Lord.
We thank
God for this message.
But I feel
sad for my brother who won't realize this message.
When
they speak of animals,
meat packers, they turn them east.
The meat packers never looks to the east.
And
they cut cows from
there. But
you wonder at the butcher.
Everyone
runs to get
something. The
way they swear as they're going to cut
animals. I don't know
whether what they swear has another
God. But what I know
that they also eat meat which is not looked in the east.
Yes, we have
a praise Jesus.
Naye ebintu bino obyetegereza bulungi oba obiraba.
Ojjukira
mu bunnabbi obwayita mu Dr. Matthias.
You remember the prophecy which passed through Dr. Matthias Buyinza?
Nti Uganda yaweebwa obuvunaanyizibwa.
That Uganda was given a charge.
Okusaanyawo amadiini.
To destroy religions.
N'obulokozi obw'obulimba.
And the false salvation.
Okuleeta obulokozi obw'addala.
To bring true salvation.
That
authority now we understand it well.
If you
dare call me,
explain things of Islam how
they are not right.
I get the Bible, I don't
even get
the Bible. I get to show Islam
through the Bible and it's not right.
And the Quran was made
for the opposite.
Mukuwanganya Bible inga ekwata kisoko.
It contends against the Bible. It's number one.
Atebe wakanya katondo kuva kurubiribiri.
Contends against God from the beginning.
Kati katonda wabarabi kubra bisujojuzi.
Now their God who appeared recently.
Tusubura kumwesigana katonda.
We cannot dare trust him.
Wanga beba katonda baka kudokoka.
But those are gods who have just awoken and
risen. Satan,
the devils,
neba maraika be.
And their angels.
They said,
they look where, let's repeat that.
God, I
choose them as they did the things long time.
Ezekiel
chapter 8
verse 16. Kulukirwa yekalu ya mukama wakati w'ekisasi n'ekyoto. Nga waliwo abasajja ng'amakumi abiri mu bataano nga bakubye enkoona yeekaalu ya Mukama n'amaaso gaabwe nga gatunuulira ebuvanjuba era nga basinza enjuba nga batunuulira ebuvanjuba
nga basinza enjuba
worship the sun
batunula buvanjuba
look in the east
ebuvanjuba ye waliyo
what is in the east
Bible eragandi abamasaja bali mu bwakabaka bwa munye
Bible shows principalities and the kingdom of the stars
Satan ne ba malaika baba
his fallen angels
ninga tunabasha makigambi
but before we read those words
kati shoka tumali olunyiri olugo
olugo this verse 17
Ezekiel sura ya 8 olunyiri okwenda musavu
Ezekiel 8 verse 17
awuna ngamba nti olabye omwana w'omuntu kigambo kyangu eri enyumba ya Yuda nga bakola emizo ekyenkana gye bakolera wano kubanga bakyusisa ensi ekyekyo era bakyuse nate okunsunguwaza era laba basembeza ettabi ku nnyindo yaabwe
abasinza nga batunula ebuvanjuba balimu banyiza katonda omuki
angering the living God.
And they're
not for Christ.
And they're
not by the Spirit of God.
But they're
there for Satan.
And
destruction of Satan is upon
them.
The wisdom is
one.
Is to repent.
And you
get saved in true salvation.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Kubanga ni wangu badenga biku wa saganya ku Yesu.
That though they attach themselves to Christ.
Isa bin Maria.
Isa bin Maria.
Mutabani wa Maria.
That the son of
Mary. Yesu mutabani wa
Maria. Jesus the son of Mary.
Si mutabakiriza nti mwana wa
Katonda. They don't believe he's the son of God.
Ate bili kuagala kubinyo nyoka kakati. Kubana vyo bitabulira ddala.
Want to get explaining that for it to troubles much.
That
two moves on to separate them.
But when
we shall see the right Christ and his church,
and
the false Christ and their churches,
we
shall see them from there.
Even the rightful gospel. We shall reach a place, handle one religion for another.
Through
lighten you their falsehood where it is. And there we include the false salvation. Most people say, maybe they don't have a side. We are of the truthful salvation. It was marked from the beginning. Right from creation of heavens and earth.
Yes, we
praise
you.
Jesus so much.
God
say those who worship look in the east.
They
begin to cut animals looking there.
Drawn
the branch on the nose. You cut the branch of a tree.
Or
a small tree like that.
It's
from the ground. Cut the branch. And you pull like this. And your colleague is ahead there. And you say, order your nose. And you hit the nose. That's what he says.
Beat
those noses to be those you put down when you're praying. That they are like that. They put it down. Those nose.
You
will beat them with branches, you will hear. But you know the branch speaks of
Christ.
He speaks of Christ.
His
servant, the branch. The one they draw on nose to beat them.
Yes, we must win.
Praise Jesus. Let's finish 18. Ezekiel
18:18.
You
think he hears them? They cry with a loud voice.
They put it in.
God spoke. Now, why do you shout? Is it me
who
spoke?
Me,
I'm an apostle sent.
Yes, we have a apostle.
God sent me light of his word. To witness the truth. Let's read that verse.
Ezekiel 8:18. Eliso lyange tililisonyiwa so silikwatibwa kisa. Era ne wankubadde nga bakaaba n'eddoboozi ddene mu matu gange silibawulira.
Bakaaba n'eddoboozi ddene mu matu.
And they do much shouting like that.
Kwari silibawulira.
Shouting
for me.
I'll destroy you in hell.
Yakora ya n'ekiruyi.
I'll do it with wrath.
Barikanira ni matu gange.
Shout in my ears, don't want to hear.
Obudde bugenze.
Time is left us.
Next
Tuesday.
Gabriel
is not the Gabriel. But
it's
a principality.
He's
based in the kingdom of the stars. The fallen angels. Those known as the jinns, the demons.
Even their sulat
jinn.
Sulat
jinn.
Ha 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 ha.